This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, where I break down every single Toronto Raptors game the day after it is played. Why the day after? Well, because I don't live in Toronto. I'm about 5 hours ahead of y'all over here in London, UK. And to catch these games, like I used to have to do back in the day, I would have to be up until 3, 4, 5 in the morning. But thanks to NBA League Pass, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I get up, walk my dog, grab a coffee, come back, grab my laptop, blam. Game is on demand. No commercials, no timeouts, no video reviews, no free throws, just ball. Sometimes I check out the free throws, but just hooping it up. Checking out whatever games I want to see whenever I want to see them. And the games that I want to see this year are the Toronto Raptors, every Raptors game, and I check out every Heat game just because I'm a LeBron freak in a weird way, because I like to see his team lose, but I like to see him play well. I don't know if that's some type of weird fetish, basketball fetish, but hey, I like the abuse. All right. So today we'll be breaking down the Toronto Raptors and the Atlanta Hawks from February 12th, 2014. Raptors, second game in a row at home, last game before the All-Star break, taking on a Hawks team that's lost three or four in a row and played the night before. So this should be a W. We should have this one in the banks. So I'm going to start just by breaking it down. This one's not going to be too much minutia because no, you'll see. It'll be easy to describe. So the first quarter, Raptors ice cold. They start 2 of 15, and they fall down about 7-8 points. But luckily, the Hawks are also quite cold. And with 4 minutes to go, the score was 12-8, which now that I look at it, doesn't seem that low. But yeah, it's low. 12-8 high. Raptors only had 8 points in about the first 8 minutes. So that's kind of painful to watch. The only real highlight or interesting moment of the first quarter was at the 1.7 mark, Kyle Lowry picks Elton Brand's pocket. I think Patrick Patterson to take a jumper missed. Brand gets the rebound, but during the play, Kyle Lowry had been knocked to the floor. Brand gets a replay. Lowry gets up, swipes it from him, dishes to Hansborough, and Hansborough gets it and one layup. That's with 1.7 seconds left. So woohoo, right? Yay, go Raptors! But Hansborough misses the free throw, tries to get the rebound, winds up fouling Brand, and gives Brand 2 free throws because they were in the bonus. So that kind of negated that, and the Hawks were up 24-19. You know, I thought it was going to be 22-20 with the made free throw. Instead, it's 24-19. And 5 points doesn't seem like much, but I told you the Raptors were super cold, so it felt like a big lead. Second quarter. Noticing that the Hawks' defense was very sticky, it wasn't really that the Raptors were missing a lot of open shots. They missed a couple of open shots, but the Hawks were just right in their face, and they were having to force up one-on-one plays with hands in their face, which is impressive considering they played the night before. And again, it was a fairly boring quarter, not a lot of excitement. The Raptors got it to T. Ross for a couple of late threes, and that was what gave them the lead at the end of the quarter. So the Raptors go up 145-44. And something I want to talk about. Now it's halftime. I want to have a little halftime break. Halftime of the game, I'm going to talk a little halftime thing. So I noticed there was a play where Terrence Ross went in. I can't remember what he did. He made some nice play and he wound up on the ground. And Kyle Lowry came over to pick him up, as players do. Actually, no, sorry, it was Hansborough. No, actually, you know, I know what play it was. It was the play I was just talking about. The and one basket. And then Lowry comes over to pick him up. And as he picks him up, he gives him a hard slap on the butt as well. And, you know, I played sports my entire life. Just not at the highest level. Right? I played at, the high school level. And played against some great athletes and some good pickup ball and some good men's leagues. And, I played in a corporate league in the States that I guess there was a few good players in that league too. But the point is, none of us were into butt slapping. I just want, is that only at a collegiate level that happens? You know, because I played baseball, I played basketball, I played soccer, or football I should call it. I didn't play American football, but I just don't understand. I just, you know, what happened to the high five? It's just the butt slapping I don't get. When you're giving another guy props and you slap him on the butt, at what level of sport does that become acceptable? Because it certainly was. It's not cool in men's league. All right? And we weren't doing it in high school, as far as I remember. So, I don't know. You tell me. Write in. Someone let me know. Hit me up at raptorsabroad.com. Drop me a line, because I'm curious if anyone has the answer to that. All right, so let's get back into this game. Third quarter. Raptors, this is where we won it. Well, I guess I kind of spoiled the surprise, but anyways, this is where we won the game. The Raptors start on a 7-0 run. Patrick Patterson with a jumper, DeMar with a three, Kyle Lowry with a driving teardrop, and then DeMar just continued to put the team on his back. He had a three, he had an and-one jumper from deep, about 19 feet, got fouled by Korver. And then he had a tough 16-foot jumper, also in Korver's face. And Korver, I'm a fan of him. He's a very good player. He hit his three in the first quarter to extend his streak of hitting a three in every game to, I don't know, 120 games or something like that, which is, you know, nice record. It's impressive. But he just couldn't defend DeMar DeRozan. Sorry. But DeMar has actually stepped it up to all-star level. And, you know, Korver's not an all-star defender. But good player. I'm a fan of him. And Lowry was moving the ball really well. I think he had, at that point in the third, he had like 9 or 10 assists. So he was really working it nicely. And Tyler Hansbrough was just getting in the mix. He got to the free throw line 8 times towards the end of the third quarter. And I think he made maybe five or six of them. But it was really a thorn in the side of every Hawk big man, which is, I guess, his forte. That's what he does. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, actually, because it was a funny play I want to expand on. So DeMar DeRozan had 14 points in the third quarter, 25 for the game at that point, and the Raptors go up 13, 78, 65 going into the fourth quarter. They won that quarter by 12, putting up a big 33 points to the Hawks 21. Very nice quarter for the Toronto Raptors. And at that point, there was only 12 minutes left before the All-Star break. And the Raptors just had to close it out, and boy, did they ever close it out. 11:09 mark. Actually, this is what I wanted to talk about. This is the Hansbrough play. The 11:09 mark, I've seen him do this a few times this year. He draws a foul on Gustavo Ayón, who had a monster game, by the way. But he draws a foul on Ayón by basically grabbing him, sticking Ayón's arm between his, like, kind of in Hansbrough's armpit, and then Hansbrough will just fall backwards and drag this guy on top of him. And it looks like the other guy pushed him down. But I'm just amazed that refs still fall for that. I had my cousin, one of my older cousins, who I won't name, but any of my family listening knows exactly who I'm talking about, who used to just pull those tricks all the time in family games and street ball. It's just amazing to see Hansbrough get away with it at a professional level on a regular basis. Like, I could see someone else pulling it off, but the ref should know that that's what he does. Hansbrough does that. He grabs people and falls. Anyways, I'm just glad he's on our team. I would be so annoyed if someone was doing it to our guy. And I wouldn't be laughing when I was telling this story, but I am laughing now. And then the other fourth quarter highlight I wanted to mention, off the court highlight, was Amir Johnson. They showed a flash of him. He wasn't playing this game, injured, but he had on dress clothes, as you're supposed to if you're on the bench, but he had a custom vest done up, like a vest you'd wear under a suit, or even just without a suit, just with a dress shirt, and the front of it just looks like a smart black vest, and on the back, it looks like his jersey, like a sweet version of the Amir Johnson Raptors jersey. Props to that. I like that, and I actually had a similar idea back in the day, but I never really worked it out quite that nice. My idea was a bit uglier. It was kind of more like a jersey built into a t-shirt. Yeah, which sounds ugly too, but yeah, anyways. Maybe I should post a picture one day so you can see what I was thinking, because I did get that far. I did get that far that I kind of composed a prototype. Anyways, back to the game. Steve Novak finally finding his touch from three. He drains a couple. And the Raps just absolutely busted open. Vasquez hit a three. He hit a runner. The Raps go up 21 with 7 minutes left. 4:58, Novak, another three. And we're up 25, 95, 70. And a minute later, the bench is cleared. And that's it. That's ball game. The Raptors go on to win this one by a score of 104-83, a 21-point W. And going to the box score, which is a lovely box score, DeMar DeRozan, 11 of 19, 31 points. That's what I like to see. 31 points, also chipping in with 3 assists and 5 boards. Very solid game for DeMar, especially because he started off like 0-5. Right, so he really he closed it out very nicely, going 11 of 14 the rest of the way. That is brilliant, brilliant basketball. And on tough shots, he wasn't making a lot of layups and dunks. They were turnaround jumpers, deep shots, contested, and really putting the team on his back. Then you got Kyle Lowry, 16 points, 13 assists. Didn't shoot the ball that well, 5 of 14, but he had a pretty spectacular ball game. 3 turnovers, not so great, but making up for it with 13 assists, so we'll take that. And Jonas Valanciunas, he had a hilarious game. Could not find a basket. Like, so many little short shots that just wouldn't go in. He didn't get his first field goal until, I think, maybe 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the game. So he finished 1 of 9, but he had 14 big points. So that was nice to see. And then the rest of the team really chipped in well. Grevas Vasquez, 5 of 10 for 12 points and a couple of dimes. Patrick Patterson did his thing, as usual. He was actually 1 of 6 from 3, which was weird, but still 14 points, 6 rebounds. That little helicopter sound you heard there with Snoop, I love when he does that. Shaking his head, his ears whap against his head, and makes a great sound. Must be a hilarious way to wake up. You just woke up and just slap your ears next to your head about 20 times. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is Gustavo Ayón. I said he had a monster game. I mean, he had a monsterly efficient game. 9 of 11 from the field, 18 points, and 10 rebounds. And he's usually coming off the bench. You know, the Hawks were dealing with a few injuries, so he got quite a bit of run. He got 30 minutes out there. So nice game for him. You know, he was a standout. I feel like I should mention at least one standout from the other teams. And Jeff Teague, by the way, who I'm usually a big fan of, had a tough game. He was 4-13, had a couple of bad turnovers, and got blocked nastily. He got blocked one time by Jonas, where Jonas literally just went on his tippy toes and spiked it. So that's one of those. I feel bad for the small guys, because I was one of the small guys. And I've had a few tall guys spike it back in my face, so. Anyways, we'll not go over that memory. So the Raptors, 28-24, 4 games above 500 going into the All-Star break. You know, when I started this podcast, I had zero expectation of us even reaching 500 this season. I thought this was going to be a tank for Wiggins season, and especially after the trade, but the four guys we got have been a pleasant, not even pleasant, just a fantastic surprise, and the Raptors have been playing great, and DeMar DeRozan just climbing that ladder each year, and I've watched almost every game of his career, and it's so great to see him turn that corner and have those mid-range and three-point shots that were just short back in the day, or just a bit off to the left or right, starting to find the bottom of the net. So looking forward to catching DeMar in the All-Star game. Might have a little All-Star podcast. I don't know. We'll see. Looking forward to T-Ross defending the dunk competition title. And looking forward to seeing Jonas in the rookie sophomore game. So we got some Raptors b-ball to look forward to. Even though they're not going to be playing. Well, at least we'll see that Raptors uniform this season out on the floor in... where is it at? New Orleans, I think. Alright, I got a Miami Heat Golden State Warriors game to check out now, so without further ado, I'm going to check out from this podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Peace, y'all.